It's what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Glory, righteousness, righteousness, righteousness is what I long for, yeah. Righteousness is what you know we need. Ooh, righteousness is what you want for. For me. So take my heart, Lord, and mold it. Take my mind and transform it. And take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Holiness, holiness is what we long for. Holiness is what we need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for us, please take our hearts, Lord, and mold them. And take our minds and transform them. Please take our will, Lord, conform it all to yours. Transform us, Lord. Take our hearts, our minds, our soul. Thank you, Lord, for your life, death, and resurrection. You paid it all. Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet. Pierced in your side, could barely breathe, could have came down, yet you remain standing in all of the price you paid. And I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life, and still we hurt you. Lost so many times, crucified you again, but we repent. Forgive us for our sins. And you paid it all up on the cross. You bled and died because we were lost. So here we are surrendering all. Lord, hear our cry. Our knees we fall, for you paid it all. You paid it all. I realize I'm no good. Ain't no money I can pay in exchange for the blood you shed. You shed for our sins, yeah. So we surrender our hearts, our life, our all, as a living sacrifice, Lord. We give everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so we can have everlasting life. And I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life, and still we hurt you. Lost so many times, crucified you again, but we repent. Thank you for giving us from our sins. And you paid it all up on the cross. You bled and died because we were lost. So here we are, surrendering all. Lord, hear our cry. Our knees we fall, for you paid it all. 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 You paid it all. All. You paid it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray and help me, please. And you said you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all of your needs. As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends, when we let go and we let God, we let God have his way, and that's when things start happening. When we stop looking at back then, when we let go and we let God have his way. And there's so much going on, sometimes we can't find our way, and oftentimes we struggle. And we struggle from day to day. But we have to realize that it's not our battle. It's not our battle to fight. We must know if we put it in his hands that everything will be all right. Listen, as soon as we stop worrying, worrying how the story ends, when we let go and we let God have his way, and that's when things start happening, and we stop looking at back then, when we let go and we let God, we let him have his way. Sing this part with me from your spirit. Let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. My brother, you can't handle it, and let go. My sister, let it go, and let God. Mother, you can't handle it, and let go. Young child, let go and let God. Young teenager, just let go. Young child, just let go. Young college student, just let go. Mr. Military man and woman, just let go. You can't handle it. Take it to the altar. Cast your burdens upon him. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Just let go and let God. Let go and let God. Release it. Let go and let God. Just let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God, just let go and let God, let go. Praise your name, Lord.
Let's pray. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning for waking us up, starting us on another day. We thank you for protecting us and shield us as we slept all night long. We ask you this morning to dispatch the angels, Father God, and protect our children as they go here and from, as they travel, as they take their journey on school today. We ask you to protect them, Father, throughout the world. Father, we come to you bold. We come to you humble this morning. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, Father God. If we said anything or did anything that wasn't pleasing or even thought, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness this morning. We ask you to continue to be the doctor that you are, the healer that you are, the judge that you are, for we know that you know all things. We know that you are in control in this pandemic. We thank you for healing the land. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for all that you do. We ask you to touch our leaders around the world, touch their heart, their mind, their body, their soul, that they do right by your sheep. Father God, we thank you for awesome leaders on the TMC call. We ask you to continue to bless Dr. V and Dr. Pecola Roberts. We ask you to continue to heal their bodies, their minds, their soul, their spirit. We ask you to continue to feel them and anoint them as they lead us on this journey. We ask you to touch the speaker this morning as they bring the message. As they decrease, we ask you to increase. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning for all that you do. We can't thank you enough. It just wouldn't be enough. We just thank you. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We ask you to continue to heal us, Father. We ask you to continue to increase our territory. We ask you to continue to bless our business. Father God, we thank you for it all. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Bell. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for hosting, for greeting this morning, and for opening us up with a powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister. Ruth, for bringing us in this morning with praise and worship. Well, good morning. This is Minister Willa here in New Jersey. And it is the first time I'm excited to start our day together. And we are so thankful for our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who started this call 11 years ago, October 25th. We have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you want to go and hear some powerful messages, you can go to our website, and that is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. And all of our messages from the inception of this call, as well as the bios of all the speakers, have been archived there. Every year, God places on Dr. Vanessa's heart to give us a theme. And we are in the last month of the theme for 2021, which is God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, if you feel glad of the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry. And as you know, there are no auditions. It's just that you have to have a heart to want to serve God. And if that is you, if God is putting on your heart to greet, as Minister Bell did this morning, or host as I am joined, or maybe God has given you the gift of singing, or you may want to share a word with our family that we're going to have this morning. But if that is you, just feel free to submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@thenationalcall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Billy Terrell, will be in contact with you. And you know, we always are open to receive your praise reports and your prayer requests by text emailing that to us. However, we stay here a little bit longer on Fridays so we can take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report or to join this amazing team, just submit that info to info@thenationalcall.net. And as I said, our prayer general or Dr. Vanessa will be in contact with you. Now, this company, Artist Life, was once called Artist International, and it was established over 30 years ago by the U.S. De Leon family. And to find out more about this company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I know they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and it's going to be hosted by Director Claudette Brown. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. The PIN code is 294-617-pound. And if you need the bypass number so that you won't have to pay to access the call, that number is 716-293-9707. Now, so much for the announcement, because I want to get on and introduce our speaker for the hour, for the time that we have together. And she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She has been with us, I think she ministered a couple of times this week already, if not one time this week. Well, she's going to come back, and she is none other than Prophet Ty. And Prophet Ty was born in New York City, and she now resides in San Antonio, Texas. Yesterday, she brought the message on just how she loves what God is doing in her life, and we are just so excited for her as she trains young engineers. She is also a co-founder of Sister Serving Sisters, along with Minister Brenda Terrell. She has her first book out, which is entitled When God Births the Ministry. The greatest blessing of Prophet Ty's life, however, is her lovely son, who is our son as well, Christopher. And we are just so excited for the things that God is doing in Prophet Ty's life. I am not going to hold it any longer. I am going to present to some and introduce to others someone who is kind, who's anointing, and who is inspiring, none other than our very own Prophet Ty. Prophet Ty, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that warm and welcoming introduction. I am so thankful for you, and thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And again, to Minister Ruth for opening us up and ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship, and to Minister Darrell for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And of course, to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit, who deserve all praise, all glory, and all honor. We are in the midst of the series, Stop Pimping Your Purpose. Stop Pimping Your Purpose is the series that we are in the midst of. And on yesterday, we were talking about six signs that you are not living in God's purpose. Six signs that you are not living in God's purpose. And we started with six signs that you aren't living in God's purpose before we are going into finding God's purpose for you, because God's said to me, my people are walking around in this daze. They feel like they are purposeless, and they are frustrated, and they are looking at so many other people and some of their friends who are living passionately and engaged, meaningful lives, and they are struggling. They are in this deep sense of loss. And especially during this time of COVID, when so many people are social distancing and distancing in general and staying, you know, away from people, and they feel lost and they feel unrewarded. And so as we're sitting around more and more away from people and away from things and away from relationships, God is saying, now is a particularly good time for you to be seeking me and your purpose. So we're going to talk about those signs that you are not living in your purpose, and then we're going to move on to how we get deeper into that relationship and find that purpose and come into that deeper relationship with God so that we can begin to not only walk into our natural purpose, which is that purpose for why we are here, you know, that day-to-day thing that we can do, but also that spiritual purpose for why he has put us here. So those six signs that we are not walking according to God's purpose that I gave you yesterday were, one, you are just blatantly living in sin. You are blatantly living in sin. Number two, you lack joy and excitement in your everyday life. Number two is you lack joy and excitement in your everyday life. Number three, you don't feel fulfilled. You don't feel fulfilled. Number four, your work is just a paycheck. Your work is just a paycheck. Number five, you feel stuck. You feel stuck. And number six is you lack direction. You lack direction. Now, we're going to talk about five and six today a little bit more in detail. So you feel stuck. It's as if you put your feet in some quicksand and you can't move. It is as if no matter what you do, you can't get any traction on anything that you're doing. So you're stuck in that place. Now, God sometimes tells you to be still and know that I am God, but that does not mean you are stuck. Being still means you're allowing the Holy Spirit to give you the guidance that you need in that space. That does not mean stuck. See, if you are stuck, that means no matter whether you turn left or you turn right, there is no relief or release from a circumstance or a situation. And if you are stuck, then that is when you need to press into God. That is when you need to press into prayer and seek God's divine guidance and wisdom for that situation or circumstance. See, because God never wants us stuck. God wants us to seek him in those situations when we feel stuck, when we feel as if there is nothing we can do. That is when we are to turn to God. So we can't, when we feel stuck, we need to make sure that we are seeking God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So when we're in a situation when we're feeling stuck, the first thing that we need to do is to get into our prayer closets and pray and seek God's divine guidance for that situation. So when we're in, not get on the phone, thank you, Holy Spirit, not call our friends, not seek what our friends would do in that situation, but we need to turn to our Daddy God and seek what he would have us to do. Now, that does not mean we don't get counsel from those who God has placed in leadership over us spiritually, but our first source should be the source, and that is God. And then if he directs us to go to those he has put in godly counsel over us, then that's fine. But our first call should be to our Daddy God. Our first interaction when we feel like we are in a place of stuck should be to consult with the Holy Spirit that is within us in prayer, in worship, seeking his divine leadership, making sure that we are lining up with what he desires for us to do. See, because stuck is not a place where we should desire to be. Stuck is a place of loss, of unpurpose. See, if we are stuck, then we are clearly out of the will of God, because God desires us not to be stuck. He has purposed us. He has been the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And if he is that for us, then we are never stuck. And if we are stuck, then we are out of purpose. So that is how we know that we are out of purpose, because we are stuck in that same place, in that rut. So we have to make sure that we are seeking God, that we have asked him for his divine order. So what does the Bible say about us being stuck? Has anybody ever taken a minute to just look and see what the Bible says about being stuck? I'm just curious. Have you ever just looked it up and just typed into the internet, you know, done a Google search about being stuck? Have you looked it up? Because sometimes that's all you can do. If you don't know the scriptures, if you don't have that in there, what does the Bible say about being stuck? Sometimes if you don't know the scriptures, you just got to look it up. So sometimes that's the only thing you can do if you don't know. So go and look in the Bible, find it, go to your index. Do whatever it is you have to do to seek God's word about your situation, about your circumstance. See, and if we're seeking God and we're looking, he will show up. He will direct your path. He will show you how to get out of any situation or circumstance you find yourself in. Hebrews 13 and 5, keep your life from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you are stuck, just remember, I will never leave you or forsake you. Okay, Lord, if you ain't going to leave me or forsake me, here I am in this situation. Where are you, God? I need your help. Cry out to him. If you lack direction, which is number 6, cry out to him, Lord, I need direction. I'm in this circumstance and I don't know which way to go, left or right. So I'm going to stand here and wait on you. But I'm going to cry out to you until you hear me, Daddy God. I'm not going to let the rocks cry out for me in this situation or circumstance. I need to make sure I am walking in my purpose. I don't know what that purpose is. I am directionless, but I'm going to come to you, Daddy God, and I'm going to seek that direction. I'm going to find my purpose if it is the last thing I do. I'm going to seek you until I get it. I don't want to be in this place where I'm outside of your purpose for my life. I want to be in your Jeremiah 29:11 will for my life. I want to be doing my natural purpose, which is my tent making, so that I can walk out my spiritual purpose, which is your will for my life. I can't tell you what a blessing it is to be walking in my natural purpose, which allows me to fulfill my spiritual purpose. To get up every morning, to go to my day job, to be able to work out, to be able to walk out my spiritual purpose, to be able to make money. let's just be clear. To be able to make good money, praise God. Doing something I love doing every day, to be able to bless others doing my spiritual work. And I'm not bragging, but I am praising God that I get to do that every day. I get to pour into other people because I've done what I've done for 25 years. I get to pour into younger engineers doing what I love doing, teaching them how to be better than I am at it so that they can then pour into that next generation of engineers. And doing that, then I get to fulfill my spiritual purpose and help build the kingdom of God. What could be better than that? And there's been a struggle to get to that place where I'm doing what I love to do every day so that I can then be a blessing to the kingdom of God. It hasn't always been roses and sunshine, but I'm at a place where I'm at a company that I like, working with people that I like, getting to bless the kingdom of God in ways that I never thought possible. Because I have chosen, because God has blessed me to walk in my purpose, we can each, if we choose, be in that place. But we have to make a decision that we're going to find both our natural and spiritual purpose and walk in that. We have to choose to say, okay, today, at this moment, I am going to choose to stop living outside of my purpose. I'm going to make a conscious decision to say, okay, God, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. I'm going to make a choice today to live my purpose, to walk according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for my life. And that plan changes with every season God takes us through. That he develops that plan as we continue to develop. As we continue to grow in his wisdom, grace, and knowledge, that plan for our lives continues to develop. That plan does not stay the same every day. That plan does not stay the same every year by year by year. As we grow in him, he grows the plan. So we just have to make a choice. Our purpose continues to grow as we grow in him. But we have to choose to find that purpose. We have to choose to find that purpose. And there are consequences for not walking in that purpose. And one of the consequences for not walking in that purpose is that Jesus will deny you. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Matthew 7:21. So if we choose to stay outside of that purpose, Matthew 7:21 is going to be what we receive when we meet Jesus, if we get to meet Jesus. We will walk around with a lack of peace if we choose to continue to walk outside of our purpose. Isaiah 23:6 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If your mind is not stayed on Jesus, if you are not walking in your purpose, because that is when your mind is stayed on Jesus, when you walk in purpose, your mind has to be stayed on him. So you will lack peace as a consequence if you are not walking in purpose. You will continue to be like the children of Israel and walk around in the desert in circles if you are not walking according to your purpose. That's another consequence of not being in purpose, on purpose. Your relationship with God, it will be broken. That relationship will not be balanced. That relationship will not be intact if you choose not to walk in purpose. So you will have broken relationships. your relationships with your family. If they are walking according to purpose and you are not, will be damaged. Something that Les Brown said was, when you are not pursuing your purpose, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. That is one of the quotes that I have up on my wall from him. It says, when you are not pursuing your goals and purpose, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. Think about that. We have to make sure that we are pursuing our God-given purpose. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. That should make you shout right there that God has a plan for you. I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. We have to make a decision. So when I come back before you again, we will then begin to talk about how we find that purpose that God has for us, how we begin to walk in that Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us. We will continue our series tomorrow, Stop Pimping Your Purpose. Minister Willa, back to you.
Father Tyson, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. What a series. I'm telling you, with your previous series and this Stop Pimping Your Purpose, I can just see another book in you, my sister. Oh, my goodness, what a blessing. I will call you back to give us our benediction after we have our prayer request, after we go pray over our prayer request, and have our announcement. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our all in all, our Savior, our Comforter, our Healer, our Creator of our presence, we come to you this morning with a grateful heart, thanking you, worshiping you, honoring you, blessing your holy name. Thank you so much for all that you've done for Ministry for Prophet Paul. Thank you for watching over her. Thank you for giving her all that you have given her to create and to share with us about our purpose. She is a true example of Jeremiah 29:11. So, Lord, we thank you, and we ask that you continue to do the more in her life. We ask that you continue to be with her and her mom, and that you continue to be with her son, Christopher, Lord. God, just use her mightily, and Father, while you're using Prophet Kyle, I pray in the name of Jesus for those of us who don't know what your purpose is for us, that we just feel before you and hear clearly from you, because that is the reason we were created, to live out the purpose that you have ordained for our lives. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. Pacola. God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them. This right here, the master's call, is just one of the purposes we have for their lives. Now continue to force them forward. Continue to bless them. Continue to order their footsteps. Continue to take away anything that is inhibiting them, whether it be illnesses, whether it be just Satan being busy. We bind that in the name of Jesus so they can continue to walk out the Jeremiah 29:11 purpose that you have for their lives. Lord, we thank you so much for each and every family member who has joined us. God, we lift up Kaylin. We lift up our dear Kaylin, Lord, for the real radio show. How you're using our young people, God, that you protect Kaylin from every hurt, harm, and danger while he's on the court and off the court. We continue to lift up our future leaders, our future destiny, daughter of destiny and man of destiny, Moses and Natty, God. Father, we continue to lift up all of our future. Now, God, I know I need to get off, but we just thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for healing the sick. We thank you, oh, God, for comforting those who your loved ones have transitioned. God, I thank you for touching my husband. And as we take him on to physical therapy today, God, that you just touching from the time of his head to the very soles of his feet. And God, lastly, we do lift up the Lamb family. God, and we just ask that you comfort them. Father, whatever it is that's standing in the way of anybody, from getting the vaccine, God, whatever it is, just shift it. Move it out of the way. Because this is one of the things, Lord, you said you want us to have life and that more abundantly. And so we just ask, God, that you do what needs to be done so not another person has to leave this earth because of COVID. And we know some are leaving who have had the vaccine, God, but more are leaving who have not. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this message. So to do so, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to want to do it. And I am, so if you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677#. And then the new morning motivational call is right after this call, and that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN code is 294-617-POD. I'm going to give you that number again, as I said it really fast. 667-770-1525. And the PIN code is 294-617-POD. Again, thank you, Minister Ruth, for leading us in praise and worship. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for greeting everyone and opening us up with a powerful prayer. And once again, my God, what can I say? Family, Prophet Todd, thank you for your powerful, outstanding, well-needed, on-time message. Stop tempting our purpose, your purpose, what you said, I'm saying ours. Will you please come back and give us our benediction? And as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, just know that I truly love me from you. Prophet Kai, are you there?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again to just be in your presence. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye.